It has been crazy, but I try not to worry about it. I know people have wrote a lot about articles and stuff because everybody tells me. But honestly, I don't read any of them. I don't worry about it because I'm just worried about this week, because you can't worry about the past. The game's over with, so now we're on to Denver.
What are you going to try and catch a football with this week?
My hands, so I don't have to worry about it.
I'm sure you've watched that catch a few times.
Actually, I've only seen it the time and the field.
Oh, is that right?
I haven't watched it since. Everybody else tells me about it, and we've watched it in going over the film today, but that was the only other time I've seen it.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, if I was you, I would have gone home and just played it over and over.
Because the game's over, we won. There's no need to dwell on the past, because it's now going on to the next week, so you got to keep doing it. You can't rely on the past.
What is the secret, the reason you have so much success?
I don't really think there's one reason. We have a whole group of, on our whole offense-wise, the receivers are doing great routes to get me open. Josh putting the ball in great places. Our line's blocking, our running back's blocking. Everybody's getting the opportunities. And I think just more opportunities on the field as well. It's been behind Pro Bowlers in my career, so it's tough when you're behind guys who go to the Pro Bowl to get that opportunity.
Mike Patton said that he thinks one of the things that might help you is that when you go on the field, you don't really telegraph anything in the context of, hey, the pass catching tight end's on the field, but the fact that you block as well as catch, do you think that also enables you to, work defenses the way you do?
I think it helps because I always try to pride myself on not being known as one or the other. I want to be known as both. I want to be known as somebody who can block and can catch the ball, not one or the other, honestly.
I know one works with the other, but what does it do for an offense's confidence when a quarterback is playing at a level like Josh has?
I think it's huge. As he's shown, he has tremendous leadership, and he's doing a great job, and everybody believes in him. The whole team, everybody believes in everybody on the team, every position, and we don't have any doubts about anybody on this team.
What do you think your time with Josh in Carolina has meant to this connection?
I think it helps a little bit because he's familiar with him, with me, and I'm familiar with him, so I think that does help a little bit.
What do you see in the Denver defense? I mean, if we've been able to look at them thus far, are they the best defense that you've faced this far?
They are a great defense. They get after it, and it's going to be a fun matchup. We're looking forward to it, though.
For you specifically, what kind of things are you going to have to work on?
Honestly, all the tight ends, we're just going to have to maintain and stop Von Miller on the edge. And if we don't know if Ware is going to play or whatnot, they also have great guys, Shane Ray, and they got a great linebackers and great safety. So it's a good opportunity for us. I really don't go in any season with any expectations in general. My only expectations is helping the team win, honestly, because I'm not into the individual stats or nothing like that. I don't really worry about all that kind of stuff. All I worry about is helping the team.
You said you've been stuck behind Pro Bowlers before. So did you ever think back then when you're behind those guys, hey, if I get the opportunity to kind of be the lead tight end, I have the ability to make those plays?
Well, you just got to know, no matter what position you're at or anywhere, you have to be ready to step up anytime your number's called, because you never know what's going to happen. Like last year when Jordan got hurt, I think our whole tight end room stepped up and we didn't lose any slack in that area. So I think you always got to be ready.
Who was it in Carolina?
Yes. Watson made up the way that you run. What are the thoughts?
I've been told multiple things that I run weird, I run different, goofy, which is fine. I don't mind it at all. It works for me.
You still have time to go to the movies and all?
Always going to the movies. It's my thing.
What was your most recent thumbs up movie?
Let's see. I'm going to see Crimson Peak tomorrow, so I'm actually really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a really good movie. The Martian was really good.
Do you schedule your movie times around the practice schedule?
No, I actually do a giveaway every Thursday. I take 10 fans to the movies. I do a trivia question on Twitter, and I take 10 fans, and I take some of my teammates to the movies every Thursday.
Your catch would have been a good ending of a movie, right?
I think it would have been a huge, huge thing for an ending, but season's not over. We got to keep going, and so you can't dwell on all that kind of stuff.
Gary, not to say that defenses weren't paying you any attention before, but now that you're on the radar, so to speak, and you're on the highlight films and whatnot, do you think you're going to have to plan to make even more adjustments because defenses are going to be looking to adjust to you?
I don't think so, really, because we don't really game plan for one guy to get the ball. We game plan for our whole team to do well, so it's not really one guy. Like, we might go out, might not get one catch, but the receivers might have 30. You never know, like, and that's what it's all about. Like, it's a team effort. It's not one person.
What would you say the percentage of catches you've had this year were designed to go to you?
Honestly, I have no idea. That's a tough question. I have no idea. You'd have to go back and break it down each film and figure that out.
In the same thought process, the fact that now that you're on the highlight reels, can that kind of pull away from other guys? The fact that they're maybe keying in on you, can that open other guys up for opportunities?
I definitely think it does, because they might pay more attention to me, and then it opens up more guys other places, which is great, and Josh will have a good time finding those guys.
What's that? Is that an old comic book cover?
Yes.
Gary, did you know that once Cameron left that the role would be increased, or did you have to prove it all over the
I think every year you have to prove it, no matter what. Every guy is here, you have to prove that you still can do it from the year before. I don't think anything's ever given to anybody. I think you still always got to show what you can do every year.
What do you think your personal asset is, besides being versatile? I mean, is it your range, your tallness, or you're not fastest tight end in the world?
That's in some people's eyes. We nobody really knows. Now, if you go back, and you never know. That's just because I look running weird, people think that. But no, I don't know. Honestly, I feel like I'm good at helping other guys on our team and our tight end room. We have a great tight end room in general, so we help a lot of other guys, and we make sure everybody's getting things together. I think I have the veteran leadership as well, being in my eighth year. That helps as well.
Beating your opponent, what attribute do you call on to do that?
Just whatever they ask me to do. They know I can do it, and they know all of our guys can do it, no matter where we have receivers motioning down and blocking. Safeties and linebackers, we know everybody can do it. All of our tight ends can do everything. The backs can do everything. Everybody can do anything that the coaches ask us to do, and I think that makes it hard on the defense.
Is this too much attention?
He's a great player. I don't think he does at all.
Does this season give you a flashback to the final year in college at all, with all the targets and production and passing
games? Not really. It's a whole different atmosphere, because in college you might game plan more for certain guys. Here we're not really game planning for anybody. We just go out there and do what we're supposed to do, and Josh finds the guys that are open.
Gary, you're kind of brought here by Chud, who had to Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is it amazing to you that you survived like two other coaches?
It was different when bringing him and then him leaving after a year. But again, that's just, you have to prove yourself each year. So as long as you can show coaches, staff is every year that you can still do what you can do, then there's no worries.
Gary, can you talk a little bit about T.J. Ward coming in here and just how well he's playing? What are you seeing?
He's been doing a great job. I remember playing him when he was here against him every day in practice. He's a great player. It's going to be a fun matchup, and we know what he can do, and he knows what we can do, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Gary,